Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 122 of the Vex on Vex podcast. My name is VexX, joined today with the co-host, the man in charge, Mr. Philadelphia. And ladies and gentlemen, the band By the Moon is here today. Three-fourths of the band. Where's the fucking drummer? That's a little weird to me. I'm not going to complain. But introduce yourselves in the mic, please.
I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Vex. I'm the vocalist.
And you play some guitar, though.
I do play some guitar.
Okay.
I'm Andrew. I'm the other guitarist.
You're kind of the real guitarist, Andrew. Like, you're the guy.
I'm the lead guitarist.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm Steve. I play bass.
Steve, as I know you, you were a guitar player.
That is correct.
I am confused great deal what the fuck is happening in your life that you are now the tech guy, air quotes, and you're playing a bass. What the fuck are you doing? You were a great guitar player.
Andrew's better.
Fair, fair, fair. All right, first, how do we get the band name? What happened? Why is it By the Moon?
So when I was in like sixth grade.
That long ago, because you're 12, but yeah. You know.
I just always had the dream of having like a pop punk band. And I kind of just came up with the name By the Moon. And it was like, you know, I always wanted to be a star, but I wanted to be an artist for artists. So I was like, you know, somewhere out by the moon. And that's it.
So wait, since you're that young, so let me do math in my head. Sixth grade, 13 is eighth grade. You were fucking 11 years old and you thought of your band name.
Yeah.
That is fucking awesome, yeah. Actually. How did it never come up before now, though? Because you guys have played music for a while.
I mean, no, it was never my band. Like, I was always joining bands. So, like, this is, like, kind of the first time where it's, like, you know.
This is just when the stars aligned.
Yeah, it took time. And we were in different bands together. Like,
I know. So. I know. So, all right. Not to get real complicated with the timeline, but how long has By the Moon been in existence?
When did Quit come out?
2017. So 2017 is when we released our first song.
Okay, you are so bad at podcasting. Listen, don't look at each other like, I don't know, dude, just talk shit. Like, this is a fun environment. Dave has it, I can tell. He's like, I don't care. Fuck the mic. I'm over here. So Dave has it down, but you guys got to loosen up.
All right. So the timeline was me, Dave, and this other drummer guy named Dave were in this
band. Did you not like Dave? Because when you say other drummer guy, it makes me feel like there's an issue with that.
No, I love Dave. Dave was in my wedding. Dave's one of my best friends.
Is he still one of your best friends?
Yeah, he's
actually okay, that's still one of my best friends. That's good.
We were in this band and we put in a ton of time doing this EP and the band was called Sonorous.
I remember.
It was the three of us did everything and then we hired two other people to come in and play. Like, well, we auditioned them and then we gave it to them. And then we played one gig and it just like fell apart. Like, so I was like, all right, I'm done doing that type of music. Like, we're not getting any success off of it. It's hard to build a following after bands fall apart. So finally I was like, all right, Dave, imaginary pop punk band. And then I hit up Andrew and Andrew played our biggest show with us. He was actually the fill-in guitar player. He took Dave's spot and Dave did vocals because we had to get rid of our old frontman for other reasons.
Tell me it's drugs. Oh, God, tell me it's drugs.
Oh, yeah, it is.
There was other issues. There was.
Wait a minute. Did he fuck somebody's girlfriend? That's way worse.
No, but like.
That's way worse than drugs, man.
No, he got into bad stuff, and he had this other girlfriend, and she got, like, pregnant unexpectedly, and, like, things just kind of fell apart with that. So now, that was the end of After the Glory.
Is the happy couple still together to this day?
No, she died.
What the fuck? Yes, whoa!
She died.
Drove an overdose?
No, I think, I don't know, I'm not spreading any rumors, but I think she was down in a part of the city where you could get drugs, and I think she got stabbed.
Dave, this is a fucked up story. We are 1 minute into this podcast and it got dark.
This
fast.
Is dark as shit. All of a sudden.
Wait, how old was the fallen person?
She just had the baby too. I think she was like 20.
No, Bill, it's better that she wasn't pregnant. Imagine if she killed her when she was pregnant. How much fucking worse is that?
I don't know the full details. We never really brought it up because it's obviously an awkward situation. But. I think she got stabbed down.
Oh my god!
You want to call him on the.
And I think she was only like 23, 24 or something like that. She was baby.
My first wife died at 23. It's a rough one.
She was young.
She wasn't buying drugs though.
But the guy took care of the baby. Like, he got his shit together.
Oh my god, that's really nice. Yeah, like, so that's kind of cool.
Yep. So.
All right, I feel less worse. I still feel pretty bad. I don't feel bad. I don't know them. So, how old's the baby now? Because we're older.
Seven? He's around, younger than Rick. How old's Rick?
No, Rick's seven.
Don't say names. Try to dissuade from the name.
Rick.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
So he's got to be like five, maybe?
Yeah, I would say around there.
Five.
So how old's your son? Seven?
Seven.
Second grade.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that like? The homework gets harder in second grade, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm like really over
math. No, I get it. I had a stepkid and first grade was kind of fun. And then so, all right, not that you care, you didn't ask, but I'm going to tell you. So my wife had a regular job in a bank, no less. What? And I have a company. So I have to pick him up from school, right? And I bring him home. And then she's like, do his homework. And I'm like, okay, how hard could it be? How hard? Dude.
I thought I could do math in my head. And I'm like.
Didn't they change how math's done?
Then, like multiplications and stuff like that. But like. I didn't know second graders did
and that's my point. It's not like, supposed to be this way.
Wait till they get to fifth grade. Then you're going to shoot yourself.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. Done. Yeah.
Long division. Not looking forward to that.
No.
Dude, I give up. Like, I just got my phone out. I'm like, yeah, I got the answer. You got to figure it out now.
I just told my kid, keep the cell phone on you and cheat.
That's fucked up.
I don't want to help him with math anymore.
That's not how. He's a really smart kid. You might be a bad father.
I might be. No, I'm pretty bad.
Don't you know
Andrew's
who I am?
Got a stepdaughter and a baby that's going to come like literally any minute.
Andrew, how old's the step?
She is 9, so third grade.
Okay, no sex weird stuff yet. She's not like looking at boys or anything. She's a little kid. No, for real. Because dude, like 11, shit goes cray cray. Like, yeah, get ready.
I'm expecting some changes.
So I'm thinking that you're like, are you married?
Yes.
So the wife's pretty, right?
Gorgeous.
So the little girl's gonna be gorgeous. Buy a shotgun. It's gonna get fucking weird, bro. It's gonna get fucking weird. Hopefully she's a lesbian. I pray for lesbians. I do. Because, all right, number one, I like chicks. I get that, you know? And then, like, I don't want little dicks touching my child in some capacity. Like remember how horny you were when you were fucking 14? I would fuck anybody at 14 who said yes. I'm like, you said yes? Fuck, we're gonna have sex. I mean, it was like 30 seconds, but it was a good 30 seconds. Look at your face. We'll change that. We'll go to a different part of it. By the Moon's like, I'm never coming back here again. All right. So back around. How long has this incarnation of By the Moon been in existence?
2017, I think.
So 4 years.
4 years.
It's been 4 years, but it's not been consistent 4 years. We did a song and then we kind of like stopped. We did a song and then we stopped for a little bit. And then we started demoing out like new stuff. And then we started recording this album in 2019, I think.
Now, the pandemic hit. Are you a live band? Do you want to play live? Like, what's your thing?
So we definitely want to play live. But in, you know, the making of this record, it became a studio record. Instead of like,
no, but that's normal. That's a thing.
Yeah, instead of us like sitting in a room playing live together, we, you know, we had ideas that we came forward with, and then we just built on them.
Because you built your own studio.
Yeah.
So is it By the Moon Studios? Is that what we're calling it?
Cellaray Productions.
Oh, look at you getting all fancy.
Nice.
So did you get a business license? Are you charging people yet?
We've charged clients. We're looking to, you know,
and then
LLC.
You've just admitted you don't have a business license.
No, not yet. Okay. We're looking at LLC.
Good
hopefully.
Luck with that. You're not in the city. You're not in Philadelphia, yeah. Though.
No,
you
I'm Delaware
LLC.
County.
I know a guy. Trust me. I did mine.
Yeah, it's easy.
It's beautiful.
Well, yeah. So my company is like 12 years old, and back then, like even then, you can go online. 12 years ago, it was done in 20 minutes. Like as long as you have money, you can do fucking anything. And all right, I can't wait to say this out loud. So I didn't know how to be a roofer, you know, and I became a roofer. And I got my business license and roofing license in like 70 seconds online. It was $50. And I was like, fuck, I'm licensed. Like, I did not know what I was doing for about 2 years. And then I would hire people who knew, but they didn't know I didn't know. So I'm like, yeah, we'll take care of that over there, bud. Yeah. And I'd watch. Oh, that's how that happens. And now you can know how to do stuff. So get a license.
I will.
Because taxes are real.
Yes.
And the government, they don't listen to this fucking show, but they do come for taxes.
The money we've made is negligible.
Well, no, remember all the stuff you bought for the equipment. So yes. All those receipts count.
Yes.
So you're really not in the fucking black at all. You're
no,
technically,
we've bought,
you know what I mean?
So much gear.
Oh, I mean, look behind you. I can identify with your pain.
Yes.
Plus,
yes.
Anything that used in building the studio, you know, you bought a hammer and nails for something.
He's right,
guess
though.
What? That's tax deductible right with an LLC.
That was the most boring fucking... We suck. We're old men. We're like, oh, an LLC? Did you pay your taxes? No one gives a fuck. All right,
guys,
By the Moon...
How about those stocks?
No!
Really gonna drive
do you guys do the stock app bullshit?
What? Like,
I have a 401k.
Yeah.
The Robin Hood. We're all obsessed with Robin Hood, bro.
Yeah, but Robin Hood's about to get sued in a oblivion.
Shut up, dude!
I'm just telling
my
you.
My Tesla is through the fucking roof, bro.
Yep.
I bought it at 600. This shit's at 1200.
We just became really old. Jesus Christ.
I know.
Are you too old for crypto?
No. Ethereum.
No,
pal.
Bro, do you want to hear?
Ethereum is what's going to blow.
Do you want
to
hear
the Vex on Vex podcast where we talk about stocks and mutual funds and electronics?
We had a dead chick 4 minutes in, though. So yeah. we're
we
we're going the gamut.
Ebb and flow.
All right, wait, real quick. Fuck it. I don't care. I live in a nice house. Money's important. So listen. I am so bad at cryptocurrency because I'm an old man. I bought Doge at 60 cents going, it's going to blow up. It's 22 cents today. Yep. 60 cents. I have 1,500 shares at 60 cents.
Just hold it.
What the fuck?
Just buy Ethereum. That's what's going
to
blow up.
You gave me to buy another one last week.
I gave you a couple.
I know.
I know, guys.
I can't keep up. So, yeah, this is what old people do. Like, you know, like, hey, how's your stocks, bro? Blah, blah, blah. And
diversify your portfolio.
Diversify your bonds. Now, where's that from?
I don't know.
Oh. Chappelle. Wu-Tang Clan was on the Chappelle Show, and they said diversify your bonds. And they added the N-word at the end, but I'm not going to use that today. No. All right, back to the fucking shit. By the Moon's 4 years in. The record's done.
Yes.
I'm looking in your direction.
As of today, it is done.
Wait a minute, today?
Congratulations.
So we mastered on Saturday? Yesterday?
Yeah.
And then we listened last
I love night. How you have to ask because you don't know. You're like, was it Saturday? Was it yesterday? I don't know.
It's been a long two years.
We mastered it yesterday, and then we came in this morning and just did like our final listens, and we just had like two tiny like little notes we had to fix.
How are you releasing it?
It's going to be mostly digital.
That's not what I'm asking. What's your plan of action? See that face you're making? Put it on that Spotify. Means you don't have a plan of action. Yeah.
Listen, Bandcamp, Spotify, even SoundCloud, like you have to go every site that you can, you have to do.
Yeah, we and use DistroKid.
Okay, Distro's cool.
That's kind of what I was asking. Hold on 1 second. After a brief intermission, we're back to the podcast. Episode number 122 of the Vex and Vex podcast. Dave's going to use the microphone correctly now. We're going for that.
Yes.
We're going to try.
See, it sounds better. Bill, you're pretty good at this.
Thank I dried it all for him.
Tell me about the video.
Which one?
Come on, the one.
Dollface?
Yeah.
There's two videos out.
No, I know. I saw the other one. It's not as good, though. Dollface is really good. Like, I know. It's really fucking funny. Like, it's a good video. So, what concept? What happened? Who did it? Who's fucking pool? Like, what's going on?
We kind of just had this aha moment where we're like...
The band Aha? Is that what you mean, Dave?
Take on me.
So, we were...
I'm so glad you got that. No one else got it. Go ahead, sir.
We were just in Drew's basement.
Maybe talking to the mic, though.
We were in Drew's basement the one time, and we're sitting there talking about the video, and we're like, do we cast somebody? I'm like, I've never cast somebody. I don't have a fucking actress.
But you fuck them, it turns out. That's how I lost my second marriage. I didn't know that. I didn't know you fuck them.
See, I don't want to, like, ruin my first one before.
So I casted a chick, and then she's like, you want to have sex? I'm like, no, but you're really hot. And then I fucked her, and I got divorced. So keep going.
So we... Similar situation, except instead of casting an actual woman, we decided to cast a blow-up doll, who I also had sex with.
Hey, at least you tested it out.
It's a great concept, actually.
How was its acting?
How was it what?
How was its acting?
You mean she was acting? Dave, there's a thing in front of you. It's called a microphone.
I know.
When you do this... It's not going to work, dude.
I'm so physically animated
so
all the time.
So, put your hand around. Look, Dave, life is over. You fixed it. Oh, I'm just kidding.
So, we got Jenny and Johnny, and then Johnny kicked my ass in the music video, for those of you who haven't seen it.
It's a good fucking video. So, how do you push it? Like, if you go online, what do you look up? How do you Google it, or how do you YouTube it?
Type into the YouTube search bar, By the Moon, Dollface.
That's it.
Dollface is two words.
Is there a reason it's two words?
I think the doll, like when you say doll face to somebody or call them doll face, it's one word, but doll face, I don't know, it may look better as a title.
Did you write the lyrics?
I did.
Who's it about? What's his name?
So, no names, right? No names?
No names.
You know, it's one of them songs where I'm sure everybody's been in a situation where you're fooling around with a chick who only hits you up when she's drunk, or maybe you did that to somebody, and... It's kind of about that,
That was the 90s, man. We all did that all the time. It was pagers.
It was pagers.
Yeah. My parents had those.
Shut up, man. It's true, though. What year were you born?
93.
Fuck!
God damn it.
What about you, Andrew?
Also 93.
Are you all 93?
89.
Thank God. Somebody's cool. Okay. Somebody from the 80s.
An actual adult in the band.
You really are like the most grown up and shit.
I get called the band bomb all the time.
But didn't you buy the fucking house first and like get married first? Like you're the man. Like you're the guy.
Yeah, Dave beat me to having a kid first though.
Well, he's a fucking rock star. Right? No, Dave has kids all over the world. You know about one. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
That's my goal. That's my goal is to have a kid on every continent. And on my deathbed, I'm going to have a letter sent out to all of them. So they have to come and see me. And I'm going to be like, there's some treasure, you have to find it. But you just have to work together. Send them on this elaborate journey, and at the end of it, they're going to find nothing.
No, no, make it a doll face thing. Like, have her. Like, her just fucking head. Like, her head in a box.
Plastic face that I cut off.
Like, that's what it should be. And they're like, I don't get it. They're like, I don't get the joke, man. But, you know, it's funny. Dad's funny.
You're going to have to search this confines of the internet.
Can you imagine some 19-year-old kid from Africa finding a blow-up doll and just going,
he'd fuck it. He'd fuck it. That's what would happen.
Or pray to it. We
and
don't know.
Me and him would be asking my brothers through time.
Nice.
There's a good chance we already are. Don't worry.
A good It's Always Sunny reference?
No, but I've been everywhere else.
It was Johnny.
There was a joke that if my band manager introduced me to someone, I fucked somebody they knew. And it came up every time. All right, here's a fucked up story. This is fucked up. I apologize in advance. I'm hijacking your podcast. I'm going to tell you. We had label interest 7 years ago from Sony, which we were happy about because we're really fucking old. We're like, oh my God, someone cares. So our drummer freaked out. He's like, I don't want to go record with Sony. And he fucking quit. And I was like, that's bad. How do you call Sony back? He'd be like, I don't have a drummer. So we put it like a wide net out to try and find somebody to fill in for the studio session, which we did actually. It went pretty cool. And my band manager works with a guy. He's like, my fucking friend's a great drummer. He's like, call that motherfucker. They pick up the phone, and this is the story was explained this way. So my manager's standing here. Here's Mike, right? And the guy's on the phone. He's like, hey, man, what's up? There's this band that got interest from Sony Records, man. Like, it's a big fucking deal. You want to go do some studio? And it was free. Like, Sony paid for the sessions. It was really cool. We just had to travel there, right? And the guy's like, yeah, what's the name of the band? He's like, Starscream. And the guy just made a face. And he's like, all right, I understand. And he hangs up. And my manager's like, what? He's like, Vex fucked his wife. But to be fair, I fucked her before it was his wife. I just want the record to reflect. They were not married. I had her first. I think I had her in between. Like they were boyfriend, girlfriend. And then I got my grubby hands on her. And they got back together and got married. Then I went to see Guns N' Roses in fucking 2016 when they did the fucking reunion tour. And I saw them at the Guns N' Roses show. I'm like, I used to fuck her. And then there was like this fat guy behind her. And I was like, ooh, I know that guy, sort of. It was a thing. That was my moment. So Eskimo Brothers, that's my life. That's my life. Dave doesn't care. Andrew, PRS guy, right?
Yes, Steve's PRS.
All right, what kind of amp do you like to go through as a guitar player?
What's your amp?
What the fuck?
Wow.
What the fuck?
So our old rig... is what we used was PV6505 into an Ibanez tube screamer into a noise suppressor.
I was going to say, because the screamer is really noisy.
Yep. Just for the high gain tones, and then into an Orange 4x12, vintage 30s. What we're doing now as part... So what I did for the band was I built a mobile in-ear monitoring system. So when we do play live, we'll all have ears. We'll all have our own individual mix. We'll be playing to a click. We'll be as tight as possible.
But I know where you went to high school.
Yeah.
What the fuck happened that you're smarter than everybody here? Like, what happened in your life that you can build in-ear monitor systems? Did you just Google the shit? Like, how did this work out?
I'm a gear nerd.
No, I know that. Explain more. Gear nerd's cool, but you're building, like, are you going to make, like, you Tesla? You're going to build a rocket? Like,
no,
what's happening?
No, I'm not that good. I'm just good with music gear and
but
stuff.
No,
like
in-ear monitors, I'm impressed by that. I hate them, by the way, because I'm like old punk rock band when I was a kid. So you don't even have a monitor back then. You're like, oh, what's, and you don't have to be in key because we sucked. But now, they just the regular ones when you play a bar, the big wedges and shit, I'm used to that. You know what I mean?
So, like, 10 years ago, it wouldn't have been possible. It's just too expensive, and you would put too much money into it, and then. It just wouldn't work. Now technology is catching up where computers and the gear is more affordable to do it. So when we do play live, it would be our MacBook would run our backing tracks into the click.
Whoa, you have fucking backing tracks?
When you listen to the album, you hear stuff.
That hurts me in my heart.
Well, it's not like real. It's not like, all right, so when it's backing tracks.
So your Nickelback
like,
is what you're telling
no,
me.
No, absolutely not. So the backing tracks are the stuff that obviously can't be played live. So like I'll be playing the bass, Drew will be playing the guitar, all those things. Dave will be playing guitar as well for certain things. But like on the album, there's strings. There's
you hire a keyboard player. You put it on the keyboard in a patch and you go strings.
Do you know how hard it is to find
get a keyboard?
Four people? No, don't even worry about it. Four people to work together and show up on time.
I've been in a band for 31 years.
So you know.
I might know a little about it.
So if I can eliminate one person, I'd rather do that. That's one less person I have to worry about.
I'm not going to lie. You're making a lot of sense. Like
right?
When
I go on tour
yes.
For this album,
yes.
If I have to bring another person, that's another mouth I have to feed.
Oh, I know that one.
Right?
I know that one.
So
right.
I literally throw my MacBook into my bag, and then that's it. So I have the click fed through that. I have like the strings and stuff like that that we won't, our bass drops, things like that will all go through. It goes into a live mixer, which then goes into, right now it goes into a splitter. So front of house gets it, and then we get it, and we split it out to wireless.
You know that I'm really impressed right now, right? Yeah, Philadelphia does this stuff.
Hold on, I got a picture. I got to show you.
Do you have an external drive? You have everything backed up?
Yeah, the album. So the album, we literally have like three backups of it. Good. Just in case.
But I mean, like, you know the laptop when you're doing live shows with all the backing? Make sure you have an external drive for if that goes down.
Yeah, we also have a Google Drive, so if it goes if it goes down and I have to like go to an Apple store and buy it, I can hop on Google Drive and download it as well.
Yeah, you just want to make sure, you know, if there's no Wi-Fi for some reason. I've seen it 1,000 times. I'm a stagehand. I work behind the scenes. And Jesus Christ.
So, Dave, you know how you just checked out mentally? Me too.
So, all right. So,
me too. Like, these two guys could have a dissertation for an hour and we'll just go, I have a tattoo. Yeah, so is Dave. His tattoos.
Is it a hard drive?
Hold on, I'm pulling it up now. But anyway, so that's...
Bro, here's the thing. It's a podcast, so the pictures... Oh my God, it's very impressive. I'm not even kidding.
So from there...
So you bring this to your fucking shows.
So the gear... The idea is literally we show up, take out the drums, right?
Oh, very nice.
Right?
So you're gonna hate what I'm about to say.
The case is like $400 by itself.
I got it for $100.
Really, it's a $4 case. Yeah. Really well done.
Yep. So you're probably not going to like the next part, but the idea is, and I'm being honest with you. And again, it comes back to the whole technology and the advancement of the technology of it. So there's these amp models and IR cabinets, and
that's all I use.
So no, but they're getting so good. So seriously, if you have some downtime, look up.
Actually, hold DSP. On. Can I agree with you? Yeah. You think I'm going to get mad? I had a side band over the summer. We wanted you guys to open. You told me to fuck off. That's fine. So,
well, we weren't ready.
The side band I took into a studio, and I didn't want to bring all the Starscream mountain of equipment, right? And it
which
was
is a ton.
All on the fucking computer. Yeah. And no matter, and whatever amp I could think of, he just went, yep. And I don't want to admit it out loud because I spent, what, $40,000 in amps over the years?
My whole album is IRs.
And it's really good. Like, for real. Yeah. You're a singer. You don't give a fuck. I'm looking in your direction. Yeah. But I'm telling you, Dave, it's fucking cool. And you don't even know anything about guitar, and you're a guitar player. What's wrong with you?
Well, he does, but it's...
So when you go play live, is it just all in that box?
So that's the plan. Everything's going to be in that box.
But what about drums? Because, like, there's a
lot of... The drums won't be. So we show up with a drum set.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That, and we show up with two basses and two guitars.
How do you tune on stage?
On the album, it's...
No, on stage. When you play, how do you tune?
It'll be the same tuning, because we've sat down with him multiple times and done his range. I forget what exactly
No, I'm asking a question. You're playing a guitar. It goes out of tune song two on stage, where there's no amplification. I'm just curious.
It's going to run into this.
Tell me, how do you tune?
You tap and tune.
So there's just a foot pedal. No, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, you tap and tune.
And it's all in that box.
It's all in the box.
That's kind of fucking cool, actually. I mean, so, I would never do again, that, but I love it.
You have a big tour bus.
Well, no, it's a little tour
bus. But you know what I mean. Like, for something like us, it's considered a bigger tour bus, right? Okay, a bus.
Okay.
Like, we load up a minivan.
Yeah, we're
but no, but we started a minivan land, so, too. Like, that's the way it works.
Again, gas, all that stuff. We put that in there. We don't have to rent a U-Haul, and we're good to go.
So have you played live with this system?
No, but we've used it.
Now, when you rehearse, no amplification. It's all in that box.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to ask devil advocate questions. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Say the box breaks. What the fuck do you do?
So what I'm still working on this.
Okay.
It's getting more gear. So the way the box works, there's two ways you can do it. You can do it through, if let's say I show up to a gig, like the Trock, rest in peace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They've got a big monitor system, right?
Of course,
I can take that pedal, that pedal theoretically, that's got the IRs, the amp synths, and run that to front of house, and that's it. I don't have to have a guitar cap on stage.
No, I figured that out. I'm not retarded.
So, but then that's part one, right?
Yes.
If part two of it is, let's say that I want to have speakers, like I want to have stage amps, I run that through a power amp to the cab.
Why would, can I ask, I'm a devil's advocate.
Yeah.
You would know this. If you're putting it out to front of house, they can put that right in your monitor.
Why? I split it myself and I have my own mix. I don't need to worry about that guy over there.
I split it. I have a splitter.
So front of house gets it.
Yeah.
They control the mix that everyone in the crowd hears. I already have my mix been on my headphones. So I have everything leveled.
Nothing.
I don't have to worry about the front of house guy feeding me too much guitar, feeding me too much this, too much that, or too less to that.
I'm impressed.
You're putting people out of work, man.
He is kind of. That's the industry he's in, by the way.
I'm sorry, dude. It's going to be the future. Like, big, huge bands. Like, I know you're not
a no, huge actually,
band,
no.
But Metallica does it. They use Axe FX.
I didn't know that. There's no amps on stage for Metallica anymore?
Nope.
I really
They'll
know
run
that.
Cabinets on stage just for stage volume because James likes to get up and get feedback. But
they have three engineers to make sure.
So wait, there's no heads anymore on Metallica tours for real?
Not
the way I would think.
Not the way that you think. Massive tours. Like, I think like 2 months ago they were on Howard Stern and they were using
I saw the footage. Mazes. I know exactly what you're talking about. So that, yeah, I saw that.
But they're known for using, James has used Mazes and Diesels. So
all right. Splits it. Do you like Diesels?
I don't have one because
I mean, I know you don't have one,
$4,000.
But have you ever played one? Because I've never played one. Like them.
But he splits them. He doesn't use just
one
for the
No, I'm not talking
other.
About James Hetfield. I'm talking to you. You're the
I've
gear
never
guy.
Played. I've never played one.
Because, all right.
I played a lot of high-gain amps. Obviously, I like high-gain tones.
So do I.
But I've never played a Diesel. I've never seen a Diesel in person. Like, yeah. You can't walk in Guitar Center and be like, let me plug into that Diesel.
So wait, I'm just, like, all the drama that roadies make in my life, you don't have that problem.
We don't need a roadie.
Don't say things you don't mean.
But legit, we don't because like
no, Steven, I know you don't, brother. I know. I'm just saying.
There's too many variables when there's too many people involved.
Shut up, dude. You're like sound like me back. Get 10 years
rid of
ago.
It.
I know this is.
Get
scary.
Rid of it. Like seriously, why would I need to rely on someone else to do it for me?
And I hear you.
I wouldn't. I like I wouldn't trust someone like stringing my guitar for me.
Listen,
I only trust Steve to string a guitar.
There's a right way to string a guitar. There's a right way to string a guitar.
I have a friend who doesn't stretch his fucking strings.
That's
and then horrible. No, listen.
That's horrible.
And then he starts to play, and he's like, "It would stay in tune." I'm like, "Moron!"
What the fuck?
He's like, so he goes to Sam Ash, and he makes them change his strings. I swear to God,
there's a right.
And
way.
This guy plays shows. I went to see him like 2 weeks ago. He will. I know. You gotta stretch your strings.
I sympathize with you. Oh, sorry.
I'm gonna punch you.
Sorry.
Mike,
this close?
Hold the fucking mic. There. See, we had turned to him and the mic's over here. It doesn't work for me.
I've been having Steve string my guitars since I've known him.
Oh, so you have a roadie. Cool.
It's Steve.
Yeah.
Steve's the roadie, the manager, the band mom, the tech guy.
I do everything but promotion.
I sympathize with you.
Like, legit, I do everything
so
about promotion.
So why don't you promote?
Because I do enough shit.
Who promotes?
I don't have social media.
Who promotes the band? So there's no promotion is what you're telling me.
Well,
because I think you might have reached out to get on the Vex on Vex podcast. Wasn't it your idea?
Yes.
Oh, so your promotion.
Yeah, but I don't. All right. I put my.
You know me. We know each other. You could have said something, Dan. You're like, yeah, I'm good.
My time for the band is spent better doing other things than promotion.
I'm a little impressed right now.
And now
I want to book you to play with us. I want to see it.
So we are hoping to play in the spring. Andrew's got a big life change event coming up, like. Any minute now.
You got a sex change, bro?
No. So we're going to give Drew some time off.
Congratulations.
Well, can I talk to him, maybe?
Yeah, go ahead.
So you're having a child.
I am.
Oh, when you drag that across the table, it's not like this. There you go.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. So you're having a baby.
Yes.
Boy or girl?
Boy.
When?
Like
what's
week.
The
due? We're due on the 20th, which is next Saturday.
Oh, how do you feel, bro?
I'm pretty pumped, honestly.
You're not scared?
Ticking.
No.
I think I'd be scared. I just don't know any of my children. I just move out of the state when that happens. You know? Like Dave. Yeah.
Well, he was continents. You're state by state. Okay? You go through the whole continent.
Bro, I've been over to Europe.
My kids need a passport.
I had no sex in Europe. I want the record to reflect. What the fuck did you just say?
That was a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah. All right, so you're having a baby.
Yes.
How long are you with the girl?
It's been like 7 or 8 years.
And you didn't buy her a ring for real?
What?
You didn't buy her a ring for real?
I did. We're married.
Oh, I didn't see the ring there. Oh, see, your hands are hidden. How long are you married?
3 years.
And now you're just having a baby? That's really awesome. Yes. You're like responsible, unlike some people we know, you know? Like, that's fucking cool. What does she do?
She is an ultrasound technologist.
Holy shit, she's got a real job.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I work at T-Mobile.
Yeah, not a real job. are you a salesman?
Yes.
You guys make money, don't you?
We can.
Yeah, I heard that before, and I didn't believe the shit. And then you see the numbers, like, oh, I'm in the wrong fucking business.
You apply yourself again.
Well, come on, I'm not gonna apply myself. It's a fucking sales job. I'm playing with my phone till you show up. Hey, what's up, man? How long you been there?
Coming up on 7 years.
Holy shit! Like, you, how old are you? You look fucking 12, man.
27.
You're really 27? You don't look 27. Like, I would card you.
It's because I shaved.
Did you have a scruffy giant beard?
Nah, I don't grow like scruffy, but I get a little chin action.
Okay. So how long have you been playing guitar?
Since I was 13, so I guess just about half my life now.
Yeah, 14 years, right? Yeah. Do you love it?
Yeah.
Because you don't seem to love it. Like, you don't seem to love it. You're like, yeah, I play guitar.
No, I do love it. I'm just not as...
tech savvy?
Exactly. I understand. That's Steve. I'm like, I'm into chops and like, I'm the studio
guitarist. When you rehearse at home, you have a combo amp you go through? Like, what do you go through?
Like, what, like a practice stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm always gigging in my, I have a side cover band. I'm literally always practicing different stuff.
Did you say the C word?
Yes.
Well, what's the name of your cover band?
Phase 3.
How come I never heard of your cover band?
We're relatively new.
Are you?
We kind of started like kicking off and then COVID immediately happened.
So what do you play on stage with the cover band?
I'm bass. But are you talking about like music?
I meant gear.
Oh, I'm the bass through like a Harkey amp, like a combo.
Is it theirs or yours?
It's actually the singer's.
Yeah.
See, I know guys
he
like
only
that.
Plays borrowed equipment. That's his whole gig.
So is he in Starscream? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
The bass is mine. The bass is like some random thing I got from Craigslist probably when I was like 18 or 19.
Are you serious? No, it's just a piece of junk and you
no,
just...
No, I know the name. It's Stuart Spector bass. I don't know the exact model.
So it's a Spector bass.
Yeah, but I haven't been able to like find it really, like a copy. Like if it was ever to break, I don't know if I could replace it.
Steve, what kind of bass are you playing? Oh, the drag.
Shit, sorry.
It's all right, bro. What kind of bass?
Some knocked off Music Man thing.
Because I thought it was a Music Man, but it didn't look like
it's
the head was
it's
right.
It's like their Squire version. I think it's called Starling.
No, they're good basses. Yeah. They're shockingly good.
It's okay. It was only like $400.
No, that's not a piece of shit. Dude, when I was a kid, they were like $60. And you're like, oh, yeah. $60 bass. They were bad.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, are you stopping over there? Fine. Okay.
I'll
go back to Dave. Hi, Dave. What do you do for a living, Dave?
I'm also a salesman. I sell IT equipment.
So you sell like just to companies?
Yeah. I'm a small business account manager.
You got a good vibe for it. Like the fucking you're like, hi, how are you? And you sound like full. Like, are you successful?
I'm pretty successful.
Like, do you enjoy it?
I didn't when I first started.
Yeah.
Like, at first, like, you know, I liked it at first and then I hated it because like that first like year and a half,
No, but you made the year and a half. That is tough. If you don't like it, to stay there, that's impressive.
Yeah, I've been there for 2 years now. And
that's good.
I do like it.
So, you're really selling to people. You're not really selling the equipment. Like, it's about relationships, isn't it?
100%. Because yeah. I don't really know shit about it. Once you get past, like the desktops and stuff like that, it is beyond me. Once you start talking about switches, servers...
Do any of your customers even comprehend that shit? They don't really get it, do they? You're not going to talk to Steve, dude. Like, you're going to talk to, like, fucking...
Some of the IT directors, like... They nerd out over
They really know it.
Yeah, they know it.
I see, when you say director, in my mind, I assume they're just really managing the staff. Like, they're not really IT guys.
Some of them are just like a figure.
But the guys who work for them know all that shit.
System like, admins, those dudes.
They get fucking into it, man. Yeah. They also don't get laid at all.
No.
At all. But they can really, they're building robot women at home, so it's okay.
AI's going to be the way of the future. Women are being replaced.
Or are we being replaced?
Yeah, that's
bro. So I'm not political, and we're not going to go political. I don't even care what you think or what you want to do. I'm not worried about it. But I read this thing: the future is women, right? And I was like, I hear you, but I've been married a lot, Andrew, like a lot, right? And they're fucking crazy. So all of them, it turns out. So for 4 days a month, if you're bleeding and you're crazy, how do you like manage a Fortune 500 company and not just fire everybody for no reason? He looked at me fucked up. He's trying to destroy me. These are things you've all heard in your life. Like, think about that. Good, build it off.
This has been the Vex on Vex podcast. All opinions are Vex's alone.
You know what's fucked up? I am in a new happy relationship, kinda. It's like 2 days old. Like, I'm kinda happy.
Well, hide this one from her.
It's been 2 days.
Destroying feminism himself.
No, I'm a feminist. But did you watch yesterday. Dave Chappelle? Turns out I'm a feminist. I'm not being sarcastic.
I haven't seen the new one, but I heard it's really good.
It's not, though. It's really not. Like,
and what he said was tame. It just wasn't.
No, I like comedy. Like, I like comedy. I like to go fucking, I go to the clubs. I went to a show like 2 weeks ago down Helium. You guys know where that is, right?
Yeah.
So I go, and I love Chappelle. He's like a master of his craft, but this wasn't about comedy. This was about him, like, checking in. He's like, hey, you know, I make jokes about trans people, but I don't really dislike trans people. And like, that's really what it was. Did you watch it, Steve?
I did not.
Any of you watch it?
I think I saw like highlights.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the generation should be into it, kinda.
I'm usually very much into comedy. I just haven't seen that one, but
it's not,
he's moving more towards like that, like Carlin-esque stuff.
I agree, actually. You're 100% right with that.
Where he's like, it's a little bit more mature, and he has like, he's trying to like teach a lesson and then punchline in somewhere.
But there's not too many punchlines on this one. That's the thing. He's really good at that. Like, it's, all right, are you guys Joe Rogan fans? Mm-hmm. Now, here's the irony. I love his podcast. Not all of them, but I love his podcast. I'm not a big fan of his comedy. Like, it's okay, you know, but it's not brilliant to me. Yeah, like, there's he's not Chappelle.
There's like a few, like, I think it was Triggered when he does the joke about the first, like, woman guard at the White House. I love that one when he's, she gets punched down on her first day. But, and like, the Caitlyn Jenner one was good. That, but.
Oh, yeah. Ho-ho. What are your thoughts on the Caitlyn Jenner situation, young man?
He
killed him as he was still a he when he killed the person.
Yeah, right.
And then the theory is that he did the gender thing to just kind of like dissuade from that. For real. Like, he straight killed somebody. Like, driving on the phone. Oh, fuck, I killed some people. That happened. Totally happened. Like, 3 days later, I'm a chick now. Now, the
That's
reality
extreme.
Is...
extreme. Like...
It, well, no.
He could have just, like, fled to Mexico.
That person was... fled. He's like 6'6", man. Like, you don't flee when... Like, a giant white guy with tits. Like, he's not getting away.
Like, Switzerland. Well, before the sex change, I mean, instead of doing a sex change.
He was transitioning for 6 months before he became a she. I'm an old man. It fucks my head up. Like, that guy was in the Weedy box, and I was alive to remember the Weedy box. And now he has tits. And you're like, that's interesting. And he has a hotter chick than I do. Did you guys fucking see that shit? He's not gay or anything. He just wanted tits. He has a chick. You're all silent. Okay, we'll just move on. Disavow.
I have no idea what you're talking
disavow.
About.
Disavow. Really? Not Bruce Jenner became Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, that much.
You never. Least, no. Have you heard that?
I don't even know who that is.
Simpsons predicted.
Steve almost avoids the internet exclusively, like entirely.
That's why he's not divorced. That's where all the vaginas are, you know. They're texting you on the internet going, hi, will you come over after work? Maybe. I don't know. Fuck, where do you live?
Yeah, I'll find like albums that came out like 4 years ago and I'll be like, this is fucking awesome. Just because I don't go on the internet.
It's new to me, damn it.
Is your wife like an internet person?
Yeah, she has Facebook and all that.
Instagram and all that shit.
I got rid of it all. It's just... For me, I found that when I would go home from work, I'd go on my phone and like scroll through Facebook or Instagram or whatever, and then I'd look up and 3 hours passed and I did nothing productive. So I was like, fuck this, I'm deleting this shit.
No shit.
Yep.
That's very mature. He's very mature, isn't he?
Yeah.
He cannot be a singer. It would never work.
I can't sing for shit anyway.
Neither can I. It doesn't stop anybody, motherfucker. Shit. And but you have all the technology in the world. You go, that's all you got to do.
That's how it made me sound good.
It sounds
not true.
He's all modest. But you like singing.
I love singing.
Do you prefer it over guitar, or do you like guitar more? Like James Hetfield, for instance, if you talk to him, he prefers playing guitar to singing. But he kind of had to fill it, because who's going to sing fucking Lars? That's not going to work.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's weird. Like, I want to be a better guitarist, but, you know, I like singing. I enjoy singing more. If I have a better time singing. I don't know. It's more expressive.
I know that you're engaged now and you're going to get married and stuff, but the chicks are better for the singer. I'm just saying. I can speak from experience.
Dave,
it's fun.
Dave has totally...
What did you just say?
My old lady will kill anyone.
Old lady? How old is your old lady?
But she did say, I can sign boobies if I ever get famous.
I know that
that's
you...
That's pretty cool.
No. You think that's real, right? Sign a titty. Sign a titty. And when you go home, it'll be a fucking thing. What fucking... You gotta touch her titties? Baby, you said 6 years ago that if and we got famous, I could sign the breastises. And she'll be like, I didn't say that shit! And then you'll be like, yes, dear, you did not say that
like,
shit.
I got it in writing.
I've been in a...
I did that. They don't care about that either. They don't give a fuck, man.
You better
like,
get that flower shop on speed dial because you're going to be sending some big bouquets.
Oh, and then they call it sexist. You send me flowers and shit? I'm like, well, you do like flowers. I didn't lie.
Last night... You know, we did this flower thing, you know, at the Franklin Institute.
Well, they don't know. Tell them.
Well, we did an event. I worked with my buddy's wife who owns a flower shop.
There was a wedding.
At the end of for a wedding at Franklin Institute.
Fucking
at
awesome.
At the end of the night, I get paid, and she made me a really nice bouquet for my girlfriend. So I was like, you're going to get me killed, because as soon as I walk in, my girl's going to be like, these are the most beautiful things I've ever seen. What the fuck did you do?
Tell me you're lying, though.
And guess what?
That's
when
women.
I got home. Now, my girl is Spanish and Italian.
Not a good combination.
That
I know from experience.
That is a volatile combination. Spicy. I walked in, and she was like, nigga, what the fuck did you do? Because those are really nice, and my patient ain't. And I was just like, yo, listen, I was just a gift because I love you. Oh, no. I'm going to find out, and I'm going to detach that dick.
And I'm going to kill her, too.
Man.
Whoever that bitch is, she dead.
Yeah, it took like a phone call from my friend's wife. No, I just wanted to make them for you. Oh, she just wanted to make them for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, hey. Welcome to the Facebook Live.
Hi, Tiff, how you doing?
Of episode 122 of the Vex on Vex podcast. Can you see yourself, David?
I can.
There you go. Andrew, can you see yourself?
No.
Really? All right, that's wait. Me. We'll get there. Steve, say your name of your band into the microphone.
By the Moon.
By the Moon. Now, if they want to find By the Moon, Steven wouldn't know how to find it. How do you find you online?
You can go to Facebook, Spotify.
You go to Facebook? YouTube, what the fuck, man?
Google.
Maybe.
Apple Music.
Yeah, Spotify, Apple
Amazon,
Music, YouTube,
anything.
Dollface.
If you find me on Facebook,
Dollface.
You can just click our Linktree, too. Or Instagram. Linktree is usually attached to, like, everything.
I don't know what a Linktree is.
I'm Blow up dolls. Dave gets half naked.
All of your legs. All
right, I want to be very, very specific. I told this fucking band that I could only have a microphone set up for, like, two people, and they brought three, and now they're sharing it like we're hobos. But I do have money. I could have bought another fucking microphone. I just did not. Oh, my fucking shit's rotating. All right. By the Moon. We're together for 4 years.
Yes.
We made the record for 2 years. It's done. The record's done, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to release it digitally. The question is, why spring in your mind is when you think you're going to start playing live shows? Like, why that long? Is it a COVID thing?
Baby.
Oh, because the baby. That's really awesome.
Practice, rehearsal.
So you're not going to play at all? You're just going to be a good dad and hang out? That's really nice. That's really awesome.
I'm always practicing. I'm always playing.
You are? Well, yeah, the cover thing.
Yeah.
Now, so... Do you get paid well for that? Is it decent?
It's getting there, yeah.
Oh, so it's getting there. I hate cover bands, by the way. But my friend, he's a nice guy, so we're going to let that slide there, yeah. Little cover band music. Can you see yourself? You don't care. Okay. All right, Steven, when you were 12 years old, who was your top five favorite musicians? Tell us on the Vex on Vex podcast. Who influenced you?
I'm going to get roasted for this. Metallica?
That's not a roast. That's not that
well,
bad.
Wait. Linkin Park. There it is.
That's pretty bad.
System of a Down.
I love System of a Down. I still do, actually.
How can you know? So good.
Oh, look, the mic. You found it. Look at you. Who's the big boy?
I'm learning. As a vocalist, I'm learning how to use a microphone. On this podcast.
Well, that's three. So what else you got?
I guess Motley Crue.
You liked Motley when you were... Oh, I know why.
You know why. There
no,
you
so that's the thing. So when you were little, they just played that shit all the time for you, right? You had no choice.
It was Motley and Metallica.
See, all right,
which is like night and day.
No, it's not though. They were friends, you know, like
well,
before
they were
signed
but
and
they
shit.
Weren't. Like they fought a lot, and then like
not real because they did kick Motley Crue's ass. Let's be honest. Like James Hetfield's really big and angry and raw, you know.
He looks large.
He is.
He's not.
Mustaine had to save his ass several times.
Is that real?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, it is.
All right, listen. You guys wouldn't know this because I know you don't listen to the Vex and Vex podcast. But this motherfucker, can you see yourself in the camera? He's obsessed. With
Hammett.
Kirk fucking Hammett.
I know, he's the Kirk Hammett.
Lovely. I fucking hate Kirk Hammett.
He's lovely.
He's not lovely.
I bet he has a lovely voice if he needed to front Metallica in a pinch.
Yeah, no.
Why do I want to throw... I love you.
You? Okay, well, time out. All right.
Andrew, just tell him you like fucking... You'll be fine. Fuck that guy.
That's very mean.
They have... How many records did Metallica have?
13?
So it's 13 albums. He's played on none of them except for the solo section. That means on Saint Anger, because there's no solos, he didn't play. He doesn't play on the records. What the fuck? You're going to be in a band and not play on the record and you're cool with this? And they'll be like, well, he has $40 million, so maybe he should be. And that's okay, I guess.
That's probably great. Not talk about our record then.
Wait, you guys didn't play the parts?
No, we did.
No, we did. I just played almost all of them.
Yeah.
Dave played some of it.
But did you play bass?
Or no,
did
he played it on the album.
You played everything.
With that Stuart Spector bass, yep.
Seriously? So it records well?
Yes. It's like a very good sounding bass.
Oh, okay, you're talking over each other. I love when you do that.
We demoed out three basses. We tried his bass.
What is it?
The Spector?
Stuart Spector.
Spector. We tried the Sterling Music Man, and then we have a 5-string Ibanez. Got active pickups. It was a little too hot.
That's too hot. You can't do it. The active pickups you can't record with. I know that much. It's fun for studio, though. I don't know. So, how old your son?
Seven.
Seven. Is he crazy like you're crazy? Like, is he like you, or is he like your like the mom?
He's energetic as me, but he's way sweeter.
Aww.
Yeah, he's...
His balls didn't drop yet, so you know. Around, like, 12, he's gonna be like, fuck you, Dad.
He's gonna fist fight me. I grow up getting roasted all the time, so he grows up with getting roasted all the time, and he's got a giant head like me, so I tell him all the time. We used to call him the Dome Depot.
The Dome Depot.
Nice.
So what's the plan for touring? Spring's going to come. What do you want to do with this record? What do you want to get? What's the goals? No, there has to be a plan
Steve
of action.
I want to manage that because I have no plans.
All right, we'll go back to Steve. Do.
So obviously local shows, hopefully. I may have an in at the Fillmore. We're trying to figure out about that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so my sister works for the Fillmore on the weekends, and then the girl that she works for is related to the owners or something
like
that.
Now, here's what I would suggest for you to do. In the spring, have a late release party if you can get a Fillmore show and make it your show and get all your fucking friends to go, hype it up for like 2 months, make everybody go. Even if it's on a Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? Just fucking get in there, hire a photographer, take a lot of photographs so you look grand and like, we play the fucking Fillmore. I play the fucking Fillmore. It's fucking cool. I'm not playing Fillmore. And then you can build off of that. I know you don't know how to work social media, but you can do like smoke and mirrors. Like for real, your record release, a lot of people would go because it's your album. You know what I mean? So make it count. Don't just open up for my stupid band. Play a fucking real show. If you can get in the Fillmore, do that. And then make bands you know open for you. And then just sit back. You're like, it's our fucking day. You know what I'm saying? And then you get a 16-year-old and you bring him backstage and make him drink Jack Daniels. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do.
Yes, that's exactly what you do. And then we got contacts in Florida, so hopefully we'll...
Where? I've toured Florida a lot. Where?
Pensacola area.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, don't cheat because the cocaine in Florida is very powerful. And yeah, you think I took it. We went down there and I had a manager who was an alcoholic, not a good scene. Okay. I had a bass player who was sober, air quotes, sober, right? And then I came out of the show doing naughty things with this girl. And behind the bus, there's like a bunch of weird hippies and my manager and my sober bass player. And they're like, like, dude, the cocaine's pure and it's everywhere and it's very inexpensive. And I don't do coke, bro. I just don't do coke, right? So I don't know what's happening. And Sam's like, I think there's something going on. We got a problem. So we had to fire the manager and the bass player. Like, it was bad, bro. Like, they're like, what's up, man?
Was this before or after the show?
After. But there was a tour. So now I got them strung out all through Florida chasing cocaine. Like, that's not a good look on the bus, bro. No. Like, and it's a giant ugly bus. It says Starscream on it. You know, I mean, maybe there's drugs on the bus, but it's not cocaine drugs. That's bad. Cocaine drugs is bad.
Cocaine is bad.
You're driving the bus and you're like, what's that grinding noise? And your bassist just grinded his teeth.
Amen, brother. That's real shit. And then the fucking alcoholic fucking manager, bro, this is, all right, until you live with somebody, like you guys spend a lot of time together, until you go on the road for real, you don't know a motherfucker. We were on the road driving to get where we're going to go, like 3 days. In 3 days, he ate 2 pieces of toast and 2 bottles of vodka. And I was like, that guy might have a fucking problem. Like, there could be an issue here.
Those are two clear signs of possible.
Did you ever experience anybody with the alcohol shakes yet?
I used to work with someone.
Is this Depot Land?
Yes.
Oh, about it, tell me. I want to hear all of this. Well, no names.
No names. There's this girl that used to work at the Pro Desk, and you have to be in at like 4 in the morning, and she'd come in every morning, and she must have been blitzed the night before, and she'd just be like...
So you saw it?
Oh, yeah. She got fired for it.
That's kind of sad. Shouldn't Home Depot send her to rehab or something? Like,
well, they give them like chances, and then like when you don't accept it after a while.
Was she old?
I mean, like...
No, it was like 50s or like 20s?
No, like 40s, 50s.
Okay, because that's like older. So she's not a kid. Yeah, that's a kid. Bad. Like, you're never coming out of that. That's like a...
That's how they end. Yeah, like if she stops drinking, she'll die. Like, legit.
I had a roofing guy work for me for years. He's on my YouTube channel. We call him Drunk John the Roofer. It's fucked up. But anyway, he tells fucked up stories. Not that you watch my YouTube channel. I can tell, Dave, from your face. But it's fucking funny. It's fucking interesting. It's shit like this, you know? So he came to work... And I'm, dude, you don't know me this well, but Steve does. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I'm very, you know, when I go to work, I'm professional.
I remember you yelled at me for smoking cigarettes.
Oh. Did you quit?
I did. I switched to vaping, though.
I'm not preaching. Is vaping bad? I heard it's still kind of bad for you.
I mean, it's probably not the best, but it's definitely better than, like, all the tar and stuff.
Is there a popcorn lung thing? Is that real? Or is that, like, just some bullshit?
That's, like, an old thing.
Okay.
Because they used to, like, cut the juices and stuff with, like, actual water or, like, H2O, and now they use, like, some sort of vegetable oil. I'm not an expert at all.
No, but you know more than I do. I'm trying to learn something.
Yeah, so, I mean, but it's been a lot less harsh on my lungs and vocal cords, for sure. Like, I can notice a difference after, like, I stopped smoking for a month. My vocal cords didn't feel as like thick. Like,
interesting, really?
Yeah, it was really awesome. Then I was like, from there, I was like, I sound so much better. I'm just going to...
How old were you when you started smoking cigarettes initially? It's like a 14-year-old thing, right? Like, you
yeah,
find,
I was like 14.
You find chicks 15. And you're like, hey, what's up? How you doing?
I smoked weed for the first time, and then the next day I was addicted to cigarettes.
But I gotta tell you, weed, not bad for you, ironically enough. No. Like, unless they add shit to it, it's not gonna kill you. All the cigarettes have the carcinogens and all that fucking poison. If you just smoke tobacco, though it is bad for your blood, you're not gonna get fucking lung cancer and die from it. No. Like, it's the shit they put in a fucking cigarette that makes me crazy.
Yeah, it's just chemicals. I think, don't quote me on this, but yeah, one of the chemicals in cigarettes is like something within whale vomit.
How does one procure whale vomit?
Very carefully.
A bag in the ocean? I don't know.
SeaWorld?
Yeah.
That's yeah. Cool. So cigarettes are bad. So how often, so do you have a nicotine addiction? Like, are you?
Yeah, 100%.
How often do you vape? Like, we're doing a show. We're like 50 minutes in here. You didn't hit anything? Or,
so oh, I didn't even ask before it came out.
Oh, you're not allowed to, by the way. That'll never happen. But, you know, curious yeah. though.
No, I mean, it's not bad. Self-control.
So, like, no, I'm asking, like, do you feel like, I don't smoke, so I'm trying to learn something.
Like, if I didn't smoke all day, I'd definitely be irritable.
Really? It's like that much of a difference for you.
Yeah, I definitely, it's because it's just the best feeling when you're smoking.
Do they let you vape, like, at work, though? Like, can you go in the bathroom? How do you do sales from home? You just call motherfuckers up? Hi.
Yeah.
No shit!
All my customers are in New England.
Did COVID change everything?
Yeah, I was on, when I got hired,
you used to drive, right?
Yeah, I used to go over to Jersey and go to the office, and then once that hit, we totally went work from home. I was on the floor for 2 weeks before I got sent home, so I learned my entire job at home.
I have a question. Are they ever going to go back to normal? Or is this like, this is it? Is it just cheaper to run a company this way, right?
It's definitely cheaper. They're talking about doing a hybrid models for like...
So what does that mean?
So like, you'll go in maybe like 2, maybe 3 days a week, but you'll work from home the majority of the time.
No shit.
Yeah, just like office meetings and like, you know...
Now in the banking world, you still have to show up, right?
Yeah, I only got to do that for a week. Yeah, I only got to do that for one more week, though.
And then you're just work from home?
Work from home. ATM coordinator. So PNC bought a bank down south, stretched from Florida to California, called BBVA.
I know that fucking bank. So they bought that whole chain.
So
they were shitty, bro. They were not a good chain.
When the conversion happened, like, the beginning of October, I was part of the conversion team where I worked from home for 3 weeks. Basically just to, like, taking, like, inbound stuff. Like, oh, I don't have my money. My account got changed over. Stupid shit like that. Work the branch. This is my last week. And then from there, I'll be working from home. And it's going to be like what Dave said.
Forever.
They're going to be like a hybrid model eventually. I won't be that earliest that will take effect will be sometime in the spring. But it'll be just going for like meetings and things like that. Maybe 2-3 days a week. And then I work from home.
Can you go on the road and you two guys still do your jobs? Do you think?
It would be difficult.
Like, if you go to Florida, because you got a connection, right?
Yes.
So go to Florida. You got to figure, if you're doing the Florida thing, it's at least a week. Because it's about 2 days to get there if you kind of drive straight through. You know what I mean? You could do it sooner, I guess, like 20 hours or whatever, but it's going to fuck you up. So if you get there, you play a string of shows. I would suggest if you go, you want to do a Thursday night, a Friday night, a Saturday night, maybe a Sunday matinee. You're not going to want to do the fucking Sunday. No one goes to the fucking Sunday show ever. They say, oh, people come in. No one comes in. And if you go during football season, do not even fucking think about it. No one's coming to a Sunday show. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, then you got to come back home. Can you do your jobs?
Yes, it would be difficult, but yes.
Andrew, now we're going to, don't slide it. Pick it up. Be gentle. What about you? Like, so you work in the store. Can you see yourself on this?
Yes.
Okay. So you work in the store.
Yes.
During COVID, what the fuck happened to your job, bro?
So, I don't know. T-Mobile was kind of good.
Yeah.
They gave you like an option if you wanted to work. They gave you like incentives, like extra pay if you did work during COVID.
Now, but if you, didn't work, were you laid off and you got a check?
No, they gave for a while, they gave you pay just for being home.
Do you know why? I'm a business owner. Do you know why?
Why?
The tax ramifications, if you went through the entire COVID pandemic and didn't lay one employee off, you paid like nothing in taxes that year. So they will pay through the fucking nose to keep that back end money. That was like an incentive the president put into place, the old president at the time. And it's creepy. You guys don't even know about that shit. So I had a guy who was like living here, I had a roommate, a housemate, and he was like, yeah, they just sent me home, but I'm still getting paid. I'm like, what the fuck? So I started Googling. I was like, oh. So if you made it through the whole pandemic without a layoff, did they make it? Did people get laid off?
No, not that I know.
They just fucking paid everybody, didn't they?
Yeah.
Bro,
they paid.
Go to work?
No, because I didn't need a babysitter in my.
And you save a lot of money with that.
My 9-year-old, who was 8 at the time, second grade, like...
And she wasn't in school either.
She did, like, virtual.
Yeah, but she wasn't in a fucking school.
Exactly. So I needed, like, someone there.
Yeah. You know,
all day. So it was just... It made more sense.
So how long have you been back, like, at work?
Oh, I was only off for, like, a little shy of 2 months. So last May of 2020.
So is the store in Philadelphia or just in Pennsylvania?
Philadelphia.
I have questions. You were a retail facility open during pandemic time then?
Yeah.
Was it crazy?
I mean, there's new protocols, and basically they just implemented, like, cleaning products at every station. Like, we have to wipe down the phones periodically, do all that stuff.
Things you should have done the whole time and just didn't. Yeah, I understand.
Literally. That's just, yeah.
Okay. Across the board. We're going to stop the Facebook Live. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Facebook Live version of episode number 122. Again, we are with the band, By the Moon. What's the name of the full-length record? What's the name of the record?
Who I Am Can't Hold Who I Was.
Who I Am Can't Hold Who I Was.
Yes.
So you put a contraction in your title.
I did.
Smart move. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, find them on Facebook. They're awesome. Stay frosty. Okay. So now we're still recording though. That's just the fucking Facebook thing. So we'll splice that and put on. You don't know what fucking you give a fuck about it, but it'll be on your pages and you can like link it and blah 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 blah. And it's cool. And so you guys don't know this because you don't listen to the fucking show, but we get 5,000 downloads every week. Sometimes a little more, but we have 5,000. We don't know one fucking person who listens to the show. It's all strangers. And that's
fucking awesome.
It's weird though, isn't it? Like, bro, I tell fucked up stories about my life. I don't know anybody who's listening. I fuck girls. They're not listening. No one listens. Like, no one I know listens. And then the numbers come back. I'm like, 5,000 fucking downloads. Pretty good there. And you have to get to 10,000 and get a sponsor. I'm nowhere near 10,000. I'm just fucked. Just living in 5,000 land.
So we put out a cover. Dave wasn't part of it at that point, through our production company, Celebrate Productions. And it was this cover of this Paramore song. And we put it out. And, like, a few people we knew, like, checked it out. And maybe got, like, I don't know, 200, 300 views.
Sure, sure.
And then literally, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago, it just started like blowing up, and it's like all in these like weird countries.
That's amazing.
It's got like 13,000 views.
And you get no money. You get no money.
Views.
You get no money.
Yeah, well, we don't know the rights to the song.
Because it's their song.
It's their song. But like there's all these comments in like Spanish and Korean and all this other shit.
I'm not trying to be sarcastic. You got to go to those places. They actually know who you are. Like if you can get to that Spanish-speaking country with a tour, which is, by the way, fucking impossible. But not for you, though. I got to warn you, the country's 220 over there. So all your stuff that you run has to be able to go to 220 conversion, which is not easy.
Yeah, no, I know. And you get one of those conversions. Those
I bought those. Things. They don't work, bro.
It's so expensive too. Like,
but I bought them. We went on. So pedal boards because we're old fashioned. Put the pedal board in.
Sorry. Also, get a power conditioner.
We have one.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, we have a few.
Come on, you think this guy's not gonna? Oh, come on.
We have one in the rig. We have one in our studio because we're running like expensive preamps and stuff.
Yeah.
Yep, in the mobile rig. Yeah, we have a mobile rig for like if we have to go to someone's house and record them doing something.
I like how Andrew talks out of the microphone. He's just saying stuff. He's like, on the mobile.
I'm just here to remind him.
He has a translator. It's a translator for him, you know.
So you have a son coming.
Yes.
What's the name?
Jason.
Oh, that's nice. Is it after someone? Or are you just like killing people on Friday the 13th?
My wife liked the name Jace, but I said he needs a resume name. So Jason.
What's the name that she liked?
Jace. So we're going to, like, that'll be his nickname.
Oh.
It just, resume name. You can't be 7 years old and be called Jace, in my opinion.
You know how hard it is to be called Vex in a business world? Let me tell you.
Sounds cool.
No, you think so, right? No one can pronounce it. It's three letters. They're like, so what's your name? And then they're like, well, is it short for something? I'm gonna be like, no, I'm a dirty musician. And that's, I changed my name to that. That's why there's a star in the back of my head, even though it's not cool anymore in 2021. I have a star in the back of my head. It was really cool back then. 17 years ago, cutting edge. Now I look like an old weirdo with a fucking bullseye there. So, yeah, no, you think I don't know? And then they put up the fucking memes. They're like, at least I don't have this tattoo. I have it on my head. It's on my head, bro. Like, I can't even go out. Huh?
What is it, like the nautical
star? It's literally the nautical star. It's not like it's the fucking nautical star.
I gotta see it. Oh, yeah.
It's on my head, bro. So it's everywhere, and it's not cool anymore. They made memes about it. I'm like, yup. So I could cover it. I'm not gonna, because fuck them. If you keep it long enough, it comes back around in style. So when I'm 60, all the kids will be like, oh, that's awesome. The old guy's a nautical star. Like, I have a nautical star. By then, they'll be on your face, though. What's up with face tattoos? You have fucking thoughts on this? I'm an old man. I think it's crazy. But you guys are young. Like, what do you think?
I think it's just... It's gimmicky at this point. Like, you know, it was like, you know, there's certain people just doing it, and now everybody's just doing it because it looks popular.
Every piece on your body that I'm looking at is beautifully done.
Thank you.
The shading, all of it. For real. I like tattoos. Why are the face tattoos such horse shit? Like, they could do nice shading here. They could make, like, an accent.
Yeah, they could do great.
And it looks like they all look like prison tattoos. And that's the style, yeah. And I don't understand what that's about. That's how you know I'm a creepy old guy. I don't get it.
It's like our generation's, you know... Rebellion.
Don't say our motherfucker. Your.
Yeah. So, yeah, yeah.
Well, my generation was like, you have a star in your head. Ooh.
I think it comes back to the whole, I was telling Drew this story the other day. Travis Barker literally came out and said the reason why he has all those tattoos, face tattoos, is because he knew he was going to be a drummer and nothing else. And if he tattooed himself like that, no one else was going to hire him. He had no other choice than to
be I did that too. It didn't work out.
I think that's what a lot of it is. These a lot of face tattoos are associated with younger rappers, and they think that's how they get into it.
All right.
It's even more than the rappers now, too.
No, I know, like, a lot of people
do. NBA players.
Punk trap kind of dudes, too. It's like it's like a whole aesthetic.
It's like, I'll do this, and then I'll make $1 million, they think. And that's what it is. And how many people fall flat on their face with it, though?
Everybody. But they're everywhere. Here's what happens. I have sleeves, and when I got sleeves, you were scum, right? Everybody has sleeves. You go to fucking Starbucks, they have sleeves. Like, it's not a thing. So what's going to happen as they get older, to have a face tattoo won't be weird. You'll work at a bank. I remember when, if you had a bank job, for instance, and you had a little tattoo on your wrist, you had to wear something to cover it. It's not like that anymore. Like, I go to TD, and there's just gang tattoos all over these people. Like, for real. Yeah. These people. Anyway, you know, bank employees. That's what I meant by these people. So, I don't know. I feel like 20 years from now, to have fuck across your forehead, you can still work it anywhere you want.
I mean, I'm a white-collar worker, and I can have my tattoo.
But they're not... You can wear a long-sleeve shirt, and they vanish. Yeah, you know what I mean? True. Like, you don't have Eat Pussy on your neck or anything.
Not yet.
But a lot of the rappers do, you know. All right, we've actually exceeded our time. Gentlemen, I don't even know how to tell you this. Hold on. This has been episode number 122 of the Vex on Vex podcast. We want to thank the band By the Moon. Give yourselves a round of applause, gentlemen, in the microphone. Yeah. It's been a fun show. Philadelphia, thank you for your time.
As always.
The new album again. Give me a title.
Who I Am, Can't Hold Who I Was.
Available everywhere. Because by the time this comes out, your distribution will be in. It's fucking everywhere. It's like chlamydia. Go get that shit. This is VexX telling you to stay frosty.